46. Took you long enough. The spark in Hazel's eyes burned away my fear. With a twist of thought, I told Snout to scoop me onto his rusty shell and sent the entire row charging uphill. The rooftop warships hovering in a circle around the rubbled field spun toward me. Cannonballs flew, war chains whirred, and darts dinged off my TikToks. I reached out with my mind to the TikToks hiding in the fog on either side of the field. Fire, I told them, now. Fire high now. Fire, shoot up, fire. Nothing happened, and I withered inside. What if the TikToks didn't listen? What if they didn't understand? The fog had built them. They built themselves for one task. Not for this, not for battle. Luckily, they'd also built themselves to follow the compass. To follow me. Before my heart beat twice, 100 cables shot from the flanking TikToks and pierced the hulls of Kodok's low-flying ships. Air soldiers screamed and gunfire roared, and TikToks answered with flames and blades. The crowd scattered as my TikTok army rumbled across the flattened neighborhood. A squad of Kodok soldiers prowled toward me, encased in armor and hatred. They fired steam bows, but Snout raised his jagged flaps to shield me, and the darts pinged off them. A spiky TikTok swept the soldiers away. Then I rode Snout over debris as my mind flickered across the battlefield, keeping the TikToks focused on the roof troopers and not bystanders. Bring down the ships! Hazel's voice rang across the chaos. If you destroy Kodok's ships, the rooftop falls. His whole fleet is here. Yeah, I know, I muttered. That's the idea. But she hadn't been talking to me. She'd been talking to everyone. Every angry gearslinger and injured mutineer in this rubbled field seemed to pause. Maybe hearing the command in her voice, maybe struck by her courage, maybe surprised by her beauty, with the red glow of fire against her black skin. Do as the girl says, Vidius roared in the shadow of the predator on the tannery roof. Take them down. The crowd burst into action. While my TikToks battered soldiers and pulled airships lower with cables, the defeated mutineers started hurling rocks and swinging fists, swarming toward the boarding ladders of the rooftop ships. Ready cannons, Kodok screamed on the tannery roof, raising his sword. Kill that boy! Fire at my— Nisha sprang to her feet and clubbed him with her manacled arms. Blood spurted from his nose and he staggered backward. A soldier slashed at her, but Nisha kicked him in the gut, then caught another air soldier's sword with the chain of her manacle and twisted. The sword twirled away, and Nisha headbutted the soldier savagely. Rocks slammed into the air soldiers around Kodok, and injured mutineers climbed the sides of the tannery. That's my little sister, Vidius bragged, before throwing himself into the brawl. With a silent order, I urged Snout forward, but he veered away, charging toward Hazel instead. No, Snout, I thought, toward the roof. He ignored me. That was the problem with a machine that obeyed your thoughts. Instead of doing what you said, it did what you wanted. The predator, Hazel shouted at me as I heaved toward the irrigation tower. Stop the predator! I'm trying, I yelled back. I can't. Why not? 'Cause the stupid thing brought me to you instead. Why? Then she looked at my face again and said, aw, that's sweet. I flushed. Oh, shut up. Hi, Bee told Snout from the edge of the irrigation tower. I'm Bee. What's your name? Get back, Hazel snapped at her. No talking to strange TikToks. One of Snout's knotted antennae snaked around Bee's stomach and hoisted her in the air. She yelped in fear, then surprise, then pleasure, when it set her gently beside me. Another antenna grabbed Hazel and swung her to a rusty hump behind me, the closest thing to a crow's nest. A segmented pole unfolded toward Swedish, and he grumbled something I didn't hear before the pole closed around his chest. Snout squealed and brought Swedish toward us, then shot a braided cable 50 yards in the other direction. What's it doing? Hazel asked, grabbing a melted eye slate for balance. I watched the braided cable disappear in the rubble. No idea. Take Kodok down, Hazel told me. We can't let him get back to the rooftop. He can't even get into his ship, I said. The predator dwarfed the flat-roofed tannery, massive propellers spinning beneath an endless sweep of hull. but dozens of TikTok cables coiled around the diving platform. They weren't heavy enough to keep the predator from flying away, so instead, they'd spun a web between Kodak and the hatch leading inside. He couldn't retreat into his warship. Kodak's guards fired a barrage of darts at Nisha and Vidius until mutineers swarmed the roof and attacked with a blood-curdling cry. Snout chugged toward them, dragging the braided cable behind us like a skinny tail. "Not that way!" Hazel grabbed my shoulder. "Up that hill, 10 wisps to the left." I didn't know what she was planning, but I told Snout to change course toward the hill. That time, he listened. The predator started tearing free from the surrounding TikToks, and Kodak grabbed the lowest rungs of the diving platform. Enraged screams sounded from the crowd, and Kodak was lofted above the roof an instant before Nisha and Vidius reached him.